Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, it was for freedom. I'm so grateful to the Lord that He gave me this title, Call to Freedom. Freedom is what we're fighting for today, folks. And it's wonderful to know that Jesus has set you free. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise God. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. It reminds me of Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty or void or wasted, but shall accomplish what I desire and succeed in the matter for which I sent it. That verse is so good for today. It really is, because any word that you speak out of your mouth, He is going to accomplish for you and succeed in Jesus' name. And especially those prayers that you're praying for your loved ones and those around you who don't know Jesus yet. Oh, your prayers are so effective. Praise the Lord. Oh, so good. Remember that. Isaiah 55:11. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I want to tell you just a little practical thing here. There were several months when I'd get on the air and my throat was real croaky and foggy, and sometimes it was hard to speak. And I realized, and this is from Holy Spirit, He told me, I want you to speak out loud in the mornings your scripture, and then your throat and your voice will be ready to go on the air. Well, some of you don't talk all day long. I want you to realize that. You don't say anything all day long. You go to the grocery store, you don't say anything. You go to do put gas in the car, you don't say anything. You put your card in, you don't say anything. And so I want you to be very attentive and aware of speaking during the day. And one good way of speaking is reading that word in the morning. I do that in the mornings now, and I'm so blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He is my best friend. Hallelujah. He gives me so many wonderful ideas. It's wonderful how we know that our best friend and companion, Holy Spirit, is with us every hour, every minute of the day and night. Oh, thank you, Lord. And thank you for praying for President Trump. He's getting blamed for August 26th, the debacle and the deaths of those 13 soldiers and the 169 Afghans. But God will vindicate him. Praise God. He's going to do it in His timing. I'm going to talk about that, prophesying over the things that are happening. And God is bringing about whole new work in His church, in His people, in the remnant. And the remnant is going to be coming up, rising up with great power. And I'm going to be talking about anointing today too. Memory verse for this week is Proverbs 4:18. Oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. And the message is so good in Proverbs 4:18. The ways of the righteous glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces. Oh, so good. Because you know that the left has a loud voice right now, but the way is getting darker and darker, and they're going to fall flat on their faces. That's a prophecy in Jesus' name. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that I am free from the world. I do not walk in compromise. I am determined to live a committed and holy life before the Lord. As a result of my firm determination to walk with God, I have power over sin, power over Satan, and power when I pray. God's word promises that if I draw near to him, he will draw near to me. And that's in James 4, verse 8. It's so true. When you humble yourself in the eyes of God, he will exalt you. I am drawing nearer and nearer to God every day, so I am confident that his presence in my life is getting stronger and stronger, too. Oh, that's so good. It's almost like my verse, oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter. Well, you're getting brighter and brighter, and you're getting stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus, just like Rick Renner declares, by faith in Jesus' name. Today, I'm going to be reading Isaiah 10. The verses and scriptures before you get to the 13th chapter of Isaiah. And then from the 13th on, it's God prophesying over the demise of Egypt and Moab and Assyria and the Philistines. But before that, God is talking about what's going to happen to the arrogant. And I'm going to prophesy that this Isaiah 10 is coming true. It's almost like Jonathan Kahn, when he wrote his book, The Harbinger, he was prophesying for the thing that was happening in that day with the towers coming down, the bricks have fallen from Isaiah 9, as if it were for today. And I believe it is. God prophesies not only what happened in Isaiah 10 with Israel and the Jewish people and all the enemies that came against her, but that prophecy is also very relevant for today. I believe that with all my heart. So we're going to start reading Isaiah 10. This is so good. Woe to those who legalize injustice and write oppressive legislation. Whoa, is that true? Are we reading it? Is this true? Yes. Woe to those who legalize injustice and write oppressive legislation. What is abortion? It's legalized injustice to that precious unborn baby. And oppressive legislation? Oh, we've had it. In the last 8 months, we've had one bill passed after another that is suppressing and agonizing and oppressing the people of America. Verse 2 of Isaiah 10. Isn't this good? It's relevant. Verse 2 of Isaiah 10. You rip away the rights of the poor and prey upon widows and orphans. What will come of you on your day of visitation when disaster comes from afar? To whom will you run for help? And what will you do then with all your great wealth? You'll have no option but to cringe among the captives or fall among the corpses of the slain. Yet despite all this, his anger has not subsided. God's anger has not subsided. And his hand is poised and reaching out to strike. Verse 5 of Isaiah 10 says, woe to arrogant Assyria. Now, in that day, Assyria, which is Syria today, was the power. It was the powerful country that was just coming against all the countries around and oppressing the people, just like we see in Afghanistan with the Afghan people now. The women are reaching out for freedom, and they're getting slapped down by the Afghan, by this Al-Qaeda. So we know that there is arrogance in this world. And the arrogance of August the 26th is so apparent because nobody is taking any blame. There's no accountability for those lives lost on August the 26th. So God is saying here, woe to arrogant Assyria and woe to the arrogant, ungodly, and wicked people ruling countries. The rod of my anger. You're going to receive the rod of my anger. And that's just not Assyria, but any country that has on its mind murder. The club I place in the king's hand is my fury. I am the one who has sent him against a godless nation and ordered him to attack a people who anger me. I sent him to take the spoil and seize the plunder and to trample them down like dust in the street. But he has no clue what he's doing, and he has something else planned in mind. He plans on annihilating many nations and thinks, this is what he's thinking, this is what the wicked think, after all, I have made my executive commanders into kings. They are now the heads and the power. And as you can see, as the left is working here, they think that if they can get all the governors to be left, if they can get all the mayors of the cities to be left, they got it made. Oh, God help them. God help them. And after, and here's what they say. After all, I have made my executive commanders into kings. Kalna will be no different than Carchemish, whom I destroyed. So he's thinking, I'm just going to destroy and annihilate. Portland, you will see how it's burned. And Seattle, you see how it's burned. And we're seeing how desperate people are in the streets of Los Angeles, people bathing in the streets, washing their clothes in the water that's running down the gutters of the streets of Los Angeles. I'll tell you, friend, Los Angeles used to be a beautiful city. It did. When I was going to school, it was beautiful. It's not that way anymore. Oh. And it says here that I'll destroy Hamath as I did Arpad and Syria like Damascus. And Damascus is the oldest inhabited city. It makes no difference to God. They're all coming down. They're all coming down, all these wicked cities. Yesterday, I read Zechariah 4:6, and I'm going to read it again in the New American Standard. This is the word of the Lord to Zechariah. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? The wicked and powerful think they're invincible. What are you, O man of great wealth? George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Dr. Fauci. You will become a plain, and I will bring forth a top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it. They're coming down, my friends, and it's going to be a thing to behold in great rejoicing. Verse 14 of Isaiah 10 says, since I am able to seize kingdoms full of idols and images more powerful and more impressive than those of Jerusalem and Samaria, won't I do the same thing to Jerusalem and Samaria and their idols? They're not going to get away with it. Even the cities that tout to be, oh, we're godly, they're not going to get away with it if there are idols, if they're worshiping anything besides God Almighty. Make sure you're all confessed up with God. This is the time to do it because he's going to inspect every nook and every cranny of your life. Yes, you think, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, you see, oh, I pray. He's going to look in every nook and cranny of your life. So be confessed up, as my friend Patsy says. Verse 12 of Isaiah 10, but when the Lord has carried out his purpose on Mount Zion and Jerusalem, he will punish the king of Assyria because of his overbearing arrogance and unrestrained pride with exalted eyes. That's what we see today, overbearing arrogance and unrestrained pride. Pride and arrogance in the eyes of these people who think they are in charge. He boasted, look what I have done by the strength of my hand and by my wisdom. See how clever I am. I have erased the borders of nations and plundered their treasures. See, Dr. Fauci thinks they are bowing down before me. They are obedient to what I am telling them to do. I have seized their wealth as one who found an unprotected nest. Those conservatives and Christians weren't even expecting what we did. We're so smart and cunning, we're going to just hoodwink them. As one who gathers eggs that have been left behind, so I gathered the wealth of the world, and the young birds could neither move a wing nor even open their mouths to peep. This is the thinking of people like George Soros. I've gathered the wealth of the world, and no one can stop me. Hello? Meet God. Meet God, George Soros, the creator of the universe. He's decreeing judgment on you and on those who are against God, those ungodly and wicked people. Don't think God's not going to act. Oh, he's decreeing that these things are going to happen. They are going to happen. Verse 15 of Isaiah 10, is the axe greater than the one who wields it? Is the saw greater than the one who cuts with it? Can the axe strike without a hand to move it? Can a lifeless wooden cane walk all by itself? Therefore, the sovereign Lord God, commander of hosts, will send a devastating plague among Assyria's proud warriors. Yes, the glory of Assyria will be burned and go up in smoke. For the light of Israel will become a fire in their midst, and the Holy One will become a flame. He will consume the thorns and thistles of the Assyrian king in one day. It can happen, folks, in one day. The splendor of his forest and orchard will be completely destroyed, like a dying man fading away. All he sees, all the splendor, all the beautiful gowns, all the great and marvelous things that are going on in the world. Nothing's going to be left. The forest will have so few trees that even a little boy could count them. As it happened in Syria, it will happen again, and all the proud and mighty will be destroyed. They're no match for God. I'm saying this in the name of Jesus, by God's mighty power. So good. And restoration is promised. Verse 20 of Isaiah 10 says, "In that day, neither the remnant of Israel nor the survivors of the house of Jacob will lean any more upon the one who abused them." Oh, we see so much abuse today. In fact, I find the people who are voting for the left candidates are those who the left are abusing. Yes, the people who vote for these left candidates, they are being abused. Isn't that interesting? And it's so sad. But people's eyes will be open and they will lean fully on the faithfulness of the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return. Yes, amen. A remnant is rising up now. The remnant of Jacob's tribe to the mighty God. God's people are returning to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't think it's all done and it's all over with. No way. The remnant, though your people, Israel, were so many as the sands of the seashore, only a remnant will return. Destruction has been decreed, and it will be overflowing with righteousness. For the Lord God Yahweh, commander of angels' armies, will complete the destruction he has decreed upon the whole land. So hear what the Lord Yahweh, commander of angels' armies, has to say. My Zion people, do not be gripped with fear over the Assyrians who oppress and abuse you as the Egyptians did long ago. After only a brief moment, I will end my indignation against you, and it will fall upon them to their destruction. The Lord Yahweh, who commands angel armies, said, will wield his whip against them as when he struck Midian at the rock of Oreb. And this is where Gideon killed two fleeing Midianite princes and all their forces. And once again, he will raise his rod over the waters as he did in Egypt. In that day, the Lord will remove the heavy burden from your shoulders and break off the yoke of bondage from your necks because of the heavy anointing upon you. It's going to come as you stretch out your hand against all that's coming against you. That anointing from Holy Spirit will bowl them over. Have you ever been to a bowling alley? As a ball goes down the alley, it bowls all those pins down. That's going to happen. Many of you want the anointing of God without doing the work to get it. The anointing comes with the intimate relationship with God and His Word. Do you need the anointing of God in your life? You can have it. Do you need peace in your life? It's there for you, ready to be activated. Do you need joy in your life? God's joy will laugh at the devil. Do you need wisdom in your life? God's wisdom is yours in Jesus' name. Oh, awake, friends, awake and see what God has in store for you. He needs your eyes open and your ears open. Here's Terry and Barbie.
Now we cry, awaken us. Here before you we confess, we've stumbled our own way. Awaken us, hear us as we humbly pray. Awaken us by your love and grace.
Father in heaven, forgive us, your people, for our spiritual slumber. Forgive us for losing the passion and love for you and your word that we once knew. Lord, we need your spirit to fall on us again, a fresh empowerment by your mercy and grace. Breathe new life in us again, into our churches all across this nation. Awaken us, O God. We long for your spirit to renew us again.
We long for the wind of your spirit to blow, breathing new life once again. And many who wonder will find their way home. They will never again be alone.
All of creation your wonders reveal, yet you are mindful.
Awaken us. And friend, you need that anointing in your life. You need to get close to God. Make that your goal, getting close to God, because that anointing that is in you. See, we're so afraid to put our hands out and anoint others, lay our hands on people and relieve them of some of the oppression. Anointing will remove the burden and destroy the yoke of oppression. That's Isaiah 10:27. Oh, what will happen to you is that God will become your refuge and strength, a very present help in all trouble. You will become a witness of hope and joy and peace. And he remains your refuge no matter what happens, no matter where you are. Don't envy evil men. Proverbs 24:19-20 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out." That's a promise from God. Psalm 37:1 says, "Do not fret." See, do not fret, do not fret, do not fret, do not fret because of evildoers. But be not envious toward them, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Don't make that an obsession of yours every day, thinking about, oh, what's going to happen? What are they going to do? Are they going to demand so much from us? Don't even think about that. Don't think about that. This is so important to God. He wanted you not to be simmering over the evil that's going on, that he's repeated all this. Do not fret, do not fret. He says in verse 7 of Psalm 37, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret." Read Psalm 37. Do not fret. Do not be embroiled in your own emotions. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Don't fret about him. Don't fret about him. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. I believe fret. It says fret four times in Psalm 37. It leads only to evil doing. Don't fret. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. They will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Those who are in Christ have a glorious future. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 tells us, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of you and me and everyone who calls themselves a Christian, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The joy of the Lord is not reserved for heaven. Jesus said in John 15 verse 11 and John 16 verse 24 that he wants our joy to be full. 1 Peter 1 verse 8 speaks of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy begins now when you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. You may be in the midst of a struggle, maybe fighting pain and dealing with loss, but even in your most difficult hour, you are assured by God that you are richer than any man who gains the whole world but loses his own soul. Oh, who does not know Jesus? So rejoice, friend. Rejoice and thank God for the peace that you can have this day. In this day of unbelievable things going on in the world, you can speak joy and peace to those around you. Remember, God loves you. And I want to tell you, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.